Impossible for me to. I'm going to want to listen to the whole thing, so you got to stop.
That song is so good.
We have business to get to. We got Hill Notes to get to. I would listen to it.
That is a good song.
We'll listen to it all the way through the Looking Glass classic, Brandy. Hello, Allison.
Hello. How are you?
What's up?
So I just had to weigh in on the Jack Black thing. Because I have to say, me and my sister is very cute. I would never rate myself. But we have both had a thing for Kevin James forever. I mean, there is something very special about that man.
No, Wiggy says you're lying.
Because he's an actor.
I hate to tell you this, Allison. His stories are legendary about how big of a dink he is. Just, yeah. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Oh, God. Do not ruin this for me. Yeah,
he is a capital D.
So maybe it's the, Allison, maybe it's the sense of humor that you're attracted to.
Absolutely is a sense of humor. And with Jack Black, and I really like Jack Black. I mean, Jack Black does not top Kevin James for me, but yeah. Jack Black is, he is the whole package because he is the musician, the rocker, as well as the actor with the sense of humor and personality. He has it all, truly.
Yeah. Okay.
You notice how women always call up and they always find, the actor, the comedian, the rocker to be attractive, but they never say, hey, I get on the bus every day and there's this guy who looks amazing.
He's an accountant.
Well,
no, even better than that, Wiggy, is Kevin James is a postal worker on King of Queens, I believe, or works for UPS.
Yeah, he works for like the delivery.
He's a man of the people.
Right. Yeah. Why don't you like the fat UPS guy on your street then?
Right.
Well, I don't know him yet. I haven't really talked to him much. So you need to get to know somebody. That's right. The bottom line.
It's about personality.
Allison, thank you for listening. Yeah. Where are you from, Al? Where are you from?
Warner, New Hampshire. I listen to you guys every day. Great.
Any chance we see you at the road show at the Dive on Lake Winnipesaukee on July 3rd?
There is a possibility.
Okay.
My parents have a boat up there. Okay. A very small, very old boat up there. But yes, we love it up there. Love you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. The boat thing, people are rolling in there well before crack of dawn.
Yeah.
I continue to receive DMs and text messages about how early the boats are going to arrive at the Dive show.
It's definitely going to be a vibe.
It's going to be a vibe.
Right.
And the thing is, you just go off the vibe and go boat to boat to boat.
Yeah.
You can go boat to boat to boat and get snacks, Wiggy.
That's the cool part. I've never been in like the little, I brought up Lake Tahoe because that's the only thing I can kind of think about. But like where you can just go boat to boat to boat, it does look pretty cool.
I did that at one of my buddy's bachelor parties in Austin, Lake Travis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. That was so cool. It's the only lake I've ever done that on. I hear Lake Winnipesaukee's better.
Yeah. And then the night before and the Nazwa. I mean,
The Nazwa is a bar restaurant?
It's a resort there on the lake. But the bar is outside, sand
is
bar.
That where we're staying at the Naz?
We'll get you somewhere good. Don't worry.
Well, I'm just trying to.
You don't want to stay with us.
Trying to figure out the game plan.
They have like whole little cabins that you could have at the Nazwa.
Okay.
You could have a whole cabin.
Right on the water.
Cool. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You're speaking my language now. Yeah.
All right, well, full roadshow schedule is, I think it's pinned on our Instagram.
It is.
Greg Hill Show, WEEI, is our Instagram, so give us a follow. All right, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Greg, I listen to this show on the overnight shift, listen to the podcast, and then in the morning with you guys, thanks to the Odyssey app. And Wiggy, to my fellow cockadoo brethren, cuckoo!
There you go.
Cuckoo!
Is anyone allowed to caca?
Not anyone. It's like, you know, I think it's just like, you know, it's the way that we say what's
up. It's your greeting.
Yeah.
You'd like to be greeted at all of the road shows with a caca.
Like if you're walking down the street and somebody hits you with a caca. It's like guys on motorcycles when they drive by each other, they put their hands out.
Yeah. It's our new Roll Tide.
It's it's the bird call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now another segment of The Morning Show.
Hey, Shime, I think we need to have a meeting later about the Open.
Why would I be in a meeting about the Open with you?
Well, you are the producer of the Open, are you not?
Shut up, old man!
Okay, guess you don't like your job.
Hey, Shime.
What, Jackson?
Do you think you're going to be at the production meeting later? Ken's going to be there.
Why in the world would I be at the production meeting?
Well, just thought you might like your job.
Let me put this in terms we can understand. Pokemon terms. I am a Mega Mewtwo EX, and you all are mysterious fossils from the base set, okay?
Sorry. A little touchy.
Hey, yo, Shab! We got to have a meeting. I'm very busy.
Busy with what?
Just got a text from Lauren. She's going to meet me in the dungeon later with a brand new saddle and a riding crop.
Chime yeah, he's is good. Too busy for meetings, he said.
Nope, yeah. I never said that.
Yeah, you said oftentimes meetings delay you getting your work done.
Yeah, oftentimes 50% of meetings are useless. Greg, when you ask me to have a meeting, I have never said no.
No, that's true.
Ken has asked me to have a meeting, I've never, said, never no. said no. I make myself available to those who I know time is more valuable than my own.
Ooh, so thank who are you talking sure. about specifically?
Just
about
I'm just saying it's a general perspective, yikes. Courtney.
He's just thinking about it, Courtney, and his mind's like, oh, God, this meeting's so stupid. Yeah. But all right, nope. Greg.
Poo shiesties. I actually thought that's what Greg and Lindsay referred to what he had when he had the neurovirus. Greg, are you okay in there?
Oh, yeah, I just got a real bad case of the poo shiesties.
Are you going to die?
Everyone shut up about my outfit. It's Travis Miller, okay? It's a golf forward brand.
Travis Matthew is what Shime
excellent
wearing.
Brand, by the way.
Golf tomorrow forward. He will have his Augusta quarter zip on because he's a big golfer.
I wish I had an Augusta quarter zip. Maybe I'll wear my PGA championship one.
Do we? I know you drove there.
Yeah. Oak Hill. Great spot.
Was it electric or gas?
It was a lot of fun.
No, what you took your car, was it electric?
Oh, at the time it was gas.
Oh, dear. Greg, yes. When do we know the date of the match? Because I cannot effing wait.
It's really up to us. So we could pick a day. I'm assuming that Granite Lynx would probably prefer that we do it on Monday or Tuesday. Gets very busy there. Mm-hmm. Some of the hardos have their locked in tee times on Fridays, on Saturdays, on Thursdays.
And it'd have to be May because you want to make sure the weather's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say first week of May, maybe Tuesday, maybe the first Tuesday in May, the match.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody's so impressed with this Jackson impersonator. It's like halfway to a Peter Griffin, a drowning warthog. You like punch yourself in the stomach and don't breathe through your nose, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, everybody, it's Jackson. I'm here with another life jack. Not that hard.
That was good, too.
That was another one. Wow. That was good. Coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, man. The Jackson impersonations, what?
Jackson here with another life jack. If you're similar to my esteemed colleague, Chris Curtis, and a sound of angry Principal Dave's voice drives you up a wall, simply run out to your local Costco. And you'll find in the health and personal care aisle a family-sized box of cotton swabs. Upon hearing a musical intro, simply jam said cotton swabs deep into your ear canals. While painful and possibly damaging to your long-term hearing, some may find it less painful than listening to the dull, incoherent ramblings of a preschool principal.
I love everything back to Costco. I can never tire of it.
Good life check.
Oh, man.
Get some cotton swabs.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, hello. This is Jackson here. I'm down at my favorite surfing spot. You might have heard me talk about my first speed through that great hill trip.
I'm afraid not, sir.
Oh, well, anywho, so I was paddling back to shore and I was bitten by a shark. I'm actually kind of bleeding profusely here. It's kind of a mess.
We'll dispatch an ambulance to your location immediately.
Great, thank you so much. Oh, if the ambulance is running low on bandages, you should have them stop at Costco. They're having a big sale on bandages and gauze.
Couldn't really hear that one.
But sometimes even the worst ones are the best ones.
Was that? It was supposed to be a play on the the religious man who was stuck in the pair of handcuffs?
No, one of Jackson's first leads was about surfing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
I believe that was like one of his very first leads on this program. Okay.
Getting bit by a shark or something.
All right.
Did I just hear Curtis say that he is a kind and gentle person every day? And then he's recommending that people should let people in their lives? I'm in your head, buddy. Case in point, yesterday. Listen up.
Colleen has aged very well.
Greg, I think we all aged like a year in that freaking interminable spot. Like, get it down a bit.
I think it's like
the 30 seconds of nonsense, just inane rambling.
What, just because he was being nice to me?
Don't think about me too much today, Curtis. I'm in your head, numbnuts.
Wow, he incorporated the show into...
Now he is introducing additional production elements.
Right? Yeah.
Like actual audio from the show, which he has obviously edited.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form, so as to be able to launch it with the music bed, the Fleetwood Mac music bed, underneath.
Right.
That was just Courtney personified. Wait, they were being nice to me! Why are you jumping in?
I don't need that shrapnel.
Who's more of a fake hard of douche? Tristan Cassius or Shine? Oh, wait, that's easy. Shine, because he stinks.
Yeah.
Well, not fake at all, actually.
If you watch the Clubhouse, you will find Tristan Cassius so much more likable than he may have in the past.
Yeah, I think that just listening to him in sound bites, you know, he can come off a certain type of way. Seeing him in a longer format, he's clearly different. And I understand that people don't always like when others are different from them. I think that he comes off better.
And that's how you felt about Aaron Rodgers. Like when you watch Hard Knocks, they give you a little
bit. Yeah, but I'm off on him again.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you see that Shador is supposed to visit the Steelers today?
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
I don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Shouldn't he get that deal done, like if he's going to be there? Or
I bet they're probably haggling over money.
I mean, don't they have OTAs?
No, that's probably not for a while. What they have, they'll have a rookie minicamp. The first minicamp's probably not till like May or something like that.
Oh, but Mayo has the guys in here now.
You mean Vrabel?
I mean Vrabel.
Yeah, but that's probably like
new coaches can have players in earlier than established ones.
Yeah,
and that's off season, like lifting and running and things of that nature. You know, once they start getting out on the field, OTAs. He's been throwing with DK Metcalf, so.
Steelers probably they figured out he's going to be available in round three, so they want to give him a visit.
The reason the Patriots have to get Travis Hunter is that he can be scrolling on his phone in both the offensive and the defensive meetings.
Don't upset Wiggy.
No, I don't
God
get upset
forbid,
with
God
it.
God forbid somebody wants to try to do something that hasn't been done before.
No, it's the question is, can you do both at an elite level? And you just can't. Why? There are so many great athletes that we saw come through the NFL. Why hasn't it been done before? It's just because it's extremely, extremely, extremely difficult to do both at an elite level. Just because you don't have – football is not like other sports. You don't have enough time to work on your craft as a receiver – and then think you could do 50% hand, 50% there, and still be one of the elites.
I haven't gotten to it yet, but a texter says, episode 5 of the Clubhouse, Craig Breslow goes absolutely nuts and pulls the collar of his golf shirt up, like fully up and standing.
He pops
up
it.
Oh, wow, he pops his collar?
Yeah. That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
After a win.
He didn't go tops off for the shower beers, which I was kind of like, if you're going to do it, you're in the shower.
No.
I have a question. Does Courtney qualify for assistance from Gabriel Kerr for everything she has to do for Greg?
It's really only setting up the technological stuff,
like
the Twitch chat and stuff like that. Otherwise, I got it handled.
Talk about Dr. Heckle and Mr. Shine. One minute he's so thin, great at golf, and his Pokemon are fully evolved. The next he's in a complete tailspin because some stranger called him a young man. Get it together, Shine.
Lost it today.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
Ah, yeah, you know.
Very
you,
offended by that.
When you
guy.
Talk down to me, I will talk down back. That's all. Don't stare down your nose at me.
You go low, we go lower.
Kurt Spiracy. The NBA made the Denver Nuggets fire their head coach to give the Lakers a better chance at making the finals.
Oh, all right.
You know what's amazing? Like, I say something and Wiggy or others are like, what are you talking about? And then slowly people start jumping on the bandwagon.
Who's jumped on your bandwagon?
Courtney.
I did, yeah.
Courtney jumps on everybody's bandwagon.
Chris, that is very true. Hurtful.
It is not hurtful.
You shared some audio in the group chat yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday, The Herd, maybe the one of the most listened to national radio shows, jumped right on board. Both
and that's Colin.
Yeah. Colin Coward and Jason McIntyre.
Yeah, believe me, if he jumps on your bandwagon, I would jump off that thing.
Yep, I'm telling you right now, people start agreeing. I have such vivid memories of Wiggy yelling at me saying the Bucks were going to get blown doors by the Saints in the second round of the playoffs.
When did I say this? I don't remember this. Yes. I do not remember this.
I'll find the text.
I am the one. I'm the one who said when Brady went down there, the Bucks had weapons, their defense was getting better. You should have never got rid of Brady. I'm the one who,
Wiggy,
the last year Brady's year playing,
Sunday morning,
I said the guy could still play.
Wiggy, you said that Sunday morning after the divisional playoff game. I was listening. You were working on the NFL Sunday show when you actually had to go in and not just call in for 5 minutes.
And you said
I got to deal with Curtis all week because I was wrong about the Saints and the Bucks. It was a huge thing.
I don't remember
you,
this.
You, Ken, Greg, everyone.
I would never bet against Brady.
Okay, you
that
did.
No, I didn't. I'm not that
right,
dumb.
I'll bet you whatever you want that you told me that the Bucks were going to lose to the Saints in the divisional round.
Yeah, I don't remember this. Everybody says you did, but there's no proof.
Okay, let's bet something. I'll find the audio.
You can admit you're wrong.
If you play the audio, I'll admit I'm wrong.
Dante Scarnecchia became my friend because he reached out and he said, you were the only guy on that show that said that Tom Brady was going to win the
Super
Bowl.
That is such cap.
I mean, you literally, earlier on the show, took credit for all of the road shows.
No, I didn't take credit for them
like 5 years
no,
ago.
No, I didn't suggest road shows. I just suggested we should get out.
Yes.
That's not taking credit for the road shows. I had just said we should get out and do more things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it happened.
You got to have power to make things happen. Yeah. I know where
I fall.
Well,
you know what happens. First, you get the power.
I know it.
I know what happens.
First, you get the power.
Yeah.
Then you get the money.
Yeah.
Then you get the... They say respect, but we all know what it is. Then you get the lady.
This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. I was listening to you talk about upcoming your road show at Winnipesaukee.
Yeah.
And I think you guys, I'm not being a wise guy. You don't strike me as being boat owners or anything, but I can tell you one thing.
Yeah.
It's like going to an elite car show. You're going to see boats up there that these owners have endless deep pockets.
Yeah.
And you're going to be simply, it's going to make Ernie Bach's collection look like a Matchbox collection if the right boats show up.
Oh, this is a full boat flex right here.
Wow, okay.
I do work up there for these people on their boats, and it's like a little part-time job.
Yep.
And I only have 5 people I work for. I take care of everything they need, and they pay me real well. But I think you guys are going to have a hell of a time up there.
Okay, can't wait, Bob.
The boats are really nice up there.
Cannot wait.
I mean, who doesn't love a good mini yacht?
July 3rd. The July 4th weekend starts early. With
4th of July Junior.
Yeah. The dive. Alton Bay. Is it Alton? No.
Smalls.
Smalls.
Cove.
Smalls Cove. That may be Alton Bay. Okay. I don't know my bays up there.
So the boats
after the road show, I'll probably hop on Dooley's boat and head over to Wolfboro, grab myself a little lunch over in Wolfboro. Love Wolfboro. And then, make my way around the various places on the lake. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh Shiesty is John Cox's rapper name.
Wow, he went full name for my dad, too?
Is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
That had to have been one of his friends.
Can you imagine seeing your dad walking around in the Winnie the Pooh with the Pooh Shiesty on?
No, I cannot.
Chasing around your mom's in the crib.
No, I do not want to picture that.
Are they coming to the Winnipesaukee Roadshow, your parents?
Santo's dad and stepmom are coming.
Okay.
Because they have a place up there.
Yeah. We should get John Cox to go Winnie the Pooh on a road show.
No.
He should.
No. Uh-huh. Because he doesn't do that. So.
He can do it with a Speedo.
I don't know which. They're going to come to Newport and they always come to Bernie's.
right.
Is he like, Colleen, come here?
We are less less than a month away from roadshow season getting underway. Thank you for leaving Hill Notes today. They were brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!